Get excited because Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
I'm pumped.
And because footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Yes. Getting 1,000 this morning.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Or even this afternoon. In fact, perhaps even this evening.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice show coming your way on a Thursday ahead of the big clash tonight between the Tigers and the Hawks. I'll tell you what we've got coming up.
What?
Sarah Jones from Fox Footy. Love her.
She is Fox Footy.
Very, very good she is. And then Grant Birchall, of course, who's now playing for the Brisbane Lions and four-time premiership player for the Hawks. Four, Bill.
Four?
Yes. Four. Ooh. And also, as you know, can really slither his way around. So we like that. And a nice, healthy helping of totes orcs.
Yes, please.
I like that too on a Thursday. Hello to you, Willis.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Beautiful day again today. Yeah, looking forward to the bounce of the ball in, about an hour and 30. G'day, Ryu Rabsy Warren.
They're everywhere.
Brad, this one here, this is the very rare Sandringham Broadmouth.
They're not rare. They're very far from rare.
They're very far from rare, Jim.
Now, Bill, there's a bit going on.
Well, there is. And I've got a question for you, Jim.
Yes.
What have you done to our old mate, Mark Rashuda? You've got him in trouble.
No.
You said something the other day about how many players have left the Crows and why have they left the Crows. Then Roo come out and, well, he gave a dollar value on a few of them on the way out.
Come on.
But there and then, this is Roo on the hot breakfast this morning, just trying to get back in the good books.
I wasn't trying to offend Mitch McGovern or Jake Lever or anyone when I was having those conversations yesterday because, you know, if they get a contract offer that's higher and they get some security over a longer term, then good luck to them for taking it. That's what most people in society do. If they get a couple hundred grand more a year for 5 years, they've got to look after themselves. So it wasn't a point of trying to have a crack at them at all. It was about trying to make Crows fans understand why some players have left and the reasons why.
I did leave a message for the great man today. Good. I said, Reshoot.
Because you
it was an off-the-cuff remark about Lachie Neale leaving Freo, actually, and then saying, well, you know, I just don't understand why lots of really good players have made the choice to leave what I think is a really good footy club. So, but I said to him, mate, if it's landed in your lap and caused you 48 hours of distress, then I apologise, because that was never what I was trying to do. He's a great old mate of mine, Roo, and I did not want that for him.
Has he come back to you
yet? No, I haven't heard back from him yet, so he might have cracked it. No, he's a good, he's a great bloke. Roo. I love him.
Intriguing games going on this weekend. We'll talk to Sarah about Jim. But Richmond, no Dusty, of course. That is interesting. And no Liam Baker.
Yes. Who's gone back to Perth.
He's gone back, family.
Family. So that means that he has to have 2 weeks on his own.
Ooh.
That's true. I think they've still got a quarantine issue in the West.
Yes.
So he mightn't be playing for a while.
And then North are going all right. That'll be a good game. Sydney, Western Bulldogs, Giants. Looking forward to that.
Huge game, that.
And the one that intrigues me is Gold Coast Suns, Adelaide at Metricon.
Well, you'd expect a response. We spoke to Tex. They're not happy and they shouldn't be either. So you would expect a strong response from Adelaide.
Do you know who's favourites on PointsBet or any of the betting agencies?
No. How's that for a crowbar?
I know.
Just worked it in.
The Gold Coast Suns are favourites.
Favourite to win.
Can you believe that? That is unreal.
He's got another full pager in the Herald Sun.
No way.
With
that same
with the
stupid
fake
head.
Body.
No,
yeah.
No. You lead at half time, you win. It's early as that. Even as easy as
it's
that.
It's early as that.
Well, it's early and it's easy.
Oh,
now, what about
the
soccer, the world game, the round ball, the onion in the back of the net? Rabsy, you're all over the soccer. EPL back this morning.
Yep. Sheffield United drew with Aston Villa. It was controversy.
Jeez, there's a blockbuster.
Yeah, there's a block. What about
Liverpool? Where are they?
They haven't played yet. Right. It was catch-up game Leicester still. And Man City beat Arsenal 3-0.
Leicester City?
They haven't played yet.
I knew that. And speaking of soccer, the A-League, Jim, they had to take a break, of course, COVID. But they were three quarters of the way through the season, and they'll be back July 16, which is good for our round ball followers
Yes. What else have you got for us?
Oh, just this Prison Bars jumper keeps going on and on.
Doesn't it just?
Koshy's got a petition now. He's got a petition.
I see. Ed's threatening to take him to court.
So that just keeps going on. Koshy's come out and said, I'd like to thank all the Hall of Famers, Kevin Sheedy, David Parkin, Malcolm Blight, Graham Corns, Dennis Gambetti, and Mike Sheen for their public support, which is really good. Except Sheen's not in it, as we
not
found out the other day.
No, and not happy about not being in it too, I don't think.
I didn't know that. You brought it up.
I just got a feeling from The Godfather that he feels like he probably should be in there. I just get that feeling.
So what's going to happen, Jim, with this prison bar?
I don't know. We had our own issue back in the day with Collingwood. Remember, we had to get an alternative jumper because of some agreement that I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah.
Here's my take on it. If they want to use it for the showdown only.
Yep.
Then I don't see that there's an issue.
That's right. Twice
a year. Right. It's nothing. Collingwood are miles away from it. They're playing somewhere else on another time.
I'm happy with it.
I don't know the history of the issue. Right. If there has been a sit down and a discussion and a right, this is what we're going to do going forward, then you got to stick to it. I have no idea.
Righto. I tell you what, I know the Cats once were looking at changing the hoops, Jim, on their jumper. And did the members and supporters and fans go berserk? So let me tell you, there'll be no changing of the. You can't change the jumpers too much, but this is a
Maybe twice a year, but as I say, I don't know the history of what's happened in the past, and that's important as to what should happen now.
All right, I'm just looking at that Richmond side. Your man Ivan a bit quiet last week in the
ruck. Ivan Soldo
and Tommy Lynch had to go into the ruck and he hurt himself.
Mm-hmm.
I see on the emergency bench T. Nankervis,
big Nank,
and even Bolter, who's a big boy too. So. Right. Might be a late replacement.
You think
I'm
there
not
might
sure.
be?
Not sure. Anyway, we'll take a break, Rabs, and see what's coming up next.
Sarah Jones is coming up next.
Jonesy.
Can't wait to speak to her.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, and it's all thanks to Foxtel.
And one of their classiest acts, Bill, is Sarah Jones. She hosts the footy, going to be doing a great job of that tonight on Fox, but does it all across the footy season and then during the cricket season as well. So multi-talented and a great friend of the show. Welcome, Sarah.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're well, Sarah. Feel for you tonight, Thursday night footy on Fox with Jonathan Brown and Jason Dunstall.
Oh,
how do you get on with the Chief?
I love the Chief. I've worked with the Chief for a long time, and he is my favourite. You shouldn't have favourites, but he is my favourite. And he's a lot of fun to work with. He can be a little bit grumpy sometimes.
Very.
You know, I'm quite an upbeat personality, so sometimes I, bring a little bit of sunshine to his grumpiness, but that's okay. Well, we love Jason.
You have to polish what is a pretty pungent brown one often with the Chief, because he gets a truculent. And sullen and bloody quiet,
and then
thank God you're there.
Exactly. And then Brownie calls you Swanee, if you don't mind.
He did do that, didn't he last
did.
Week?
Yes.
So Brownie was a little tired from early mornings and forgot where he was. He was at Fox Footy, not on radio. But no, they're lots of fun to work with. Both of the boys, big bustling forwards.
Well, you've got lots of them there.
Big
you got
forward.
Gaz, obviously. Yeah. You got himself, Dermot Brereton. Mark Rusciuto, of course, spent a lot of time forward. Nick Riewoldt, big forward.
Any backman or ruckman? There's none, is there?
David King played half-pack. Lynchy was better known as a forward, wasn't he?
Yes, Lynchy's another one.
Geez, they're all forwards.
Joey?
Yeah.
A little rotund Joey, I suppose. He was a
midfielder.
Yeah.
Intriguing game tonight, Sarah. Ooh. The Hawks, I'm actually doing that game myself. I had a look at them. They would be very disappointed with what they served up last week.
Especially in that second half. It was a bit of a horror show, wasn't it? So... plenty to talk about. I always love when I'm doing prep for any game, if there's lots of talking points going into the game that, you can debate and discuss with the expert panel. And looking at the figures with Hawthorn fielding its oldest side in AFL-BFL history ever. So that's a really interesting talking point, whether they're too old. Looking at their midfield last week, which was really soundly beaten.
Yep.
And then, of course, Richmond with no Dusty, which is a shame because we love seeing Dusty play, but we don't get to see them without him very often. He's been so durable over the last few years. So in some respects, it's nice to go, well, let's see what the Tigers can do without their dual norms Myth medalist superstar.
Yeah, no, Dusty. So I'll tell you what, they've just drifted out a bit on PointsBet. You're a very good betting agency there at Fox. And Hawthorn have sharpened up a little bit there. Hey, the other one is the ruck with Soldo, Jim's mate. Mm-hmm. Jim called him Ivan, and he said, "My name's Ivan James." Ivan. Yeah,
Sol Ruckman again. Yeah.
Exactly. And Tommy Lynch did a bit of second ruck work last week, but he actually hurt himself also. So that's an interesting setup.
Yeah, Lynch having scans on his foot. So I think in every game that we go into, and particularly this year with the shortened quarters, the ruck is the discussion point. I know doing the St Kilda game last week and with Ryder and Marshall going in, that was a big discussion point. And then obviously with Richmond and what they're doing, I just think generally every week you go in and it is something to have a look at. I'm doing the Collingwood and St Kilda game on the weekend, so I love any game where you get to see Brodie Grundy ply his trade. So, yeah, the big men are always a big talking point.
Hey, Sarah, you've had a big break, obviously, because there's been no footy, but the Fox Footy Channel has had to keep going and keep going beautifully. Oh, it has. You've been able to play a lot of retro games. Now, there's a lot of myths in the world, let alone in footy, and when you look at some of the players who were dead set superstars, by the way, they were still capable of making an error, says. Has that been pointed out a bit?
Well, I think that during that ISO time, we were just delighting by the fact that we would have a full forward kicking 10 plus goals nearly every time we turned on the television. You're right, there were mistakes made, and I think certainly there wasn't the media coverage back then that there is now. So if there's a stinker, you're not, it's not being blown up back then like it is now and really honed in on. But I just loved watching Gary Ablett and the Chief. And
anyone else?
We had Billy.
Yes.
To him afterwards. Superstar. That was really good fun. And for me, 90s footy was what I fell in love with as a young girl up in Echuca. I'd love just seeing a forward pile on the goals and reliving that was really good fun. I'm a Bombers fan. I grew up working for the Bombers. So we had some really great Bombers games in that. And I loved being able to have that sense of nostalgia, remembering, oh, I was at that game as a 12-year-old, or I remember going down there with Dad and my brothers and sisters. And it was just, it wasn't ideal. Obviously, you prefer live games, but a bit of a trip down memory lane was a bit of fun.
It was good fun. The American Hotel up there, I used to see Sarah up there on the bar dancing. Unbelievable.
Yeah, of course you did.
Hey, what's the most intriguing game? One game out of the round. For me, it's the Gold Coast Suns, who are favourites, taking on the Crows up at Metricon. I'm looking forward to that. Which one? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'll tip the Suns in that one as well. I think Collingwood and St Kilda on the weekend at the G is going to be, it's a really stern test of St Kilda, who are great against the Bulldogs, but we're just not quite sure what to make of the Bulldogs at the moment. What I loved about the Saints was how quick they were. Yeah. Their ball movement was really fast, but I love Bradley Hill. He's one of my favourite players to watch. He just injected some amazing speed into the group, Butler as well. So it was one of those games where the ball moved really fast. It was really entertaining. It was good footy to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing how they can take it up to Collingwood, who are obviously one of the premiership favourites.
Well, we're looking forward to it tonight, Thursday night footy on Fox, of course, hosted by Sarah Jones with a couple of Hall of Famers, the Chief, and of course, Brownie, who's just been added to the Hall of Fame, and so
ads,
he bloody should have.
Watch the ads.
Just when the ads come on, you can get yourself a coffee or something else.
Sarah, a big smile when I throw to the ads, Billy.
Yes, please, Sarah. Throw to me nicely.
Great chatting to you. Look forward to tonight.
Awesome work. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Sarah Jones. Bye. She's a star.
We haven't done this for a while. Hashtag Totes Hawks. Yeah, whatever's Totes Hawks. Because, Bill, what happens, and it happens even more because you've trained off that badly, that when we have interviews or when we have chat breaks or whatever, you just, at the worst possible time, stop talking.
Yeah.
And so we just get these crashing great big breaks in the middle of things.
Jim, I have four or five very good hard-hitting questions, and then if I use them all...
A year.
You're done. You're done after that.
So then I'll just drop off a bit. I'll let you have a go because you like to chat.
So you would never in a meeting say, I'll have the first 10?
No, not like...
Yeah. No, you wouldn't do that. So what we're doing here is hashtag Totes Hawks. And we've got some examples.
Oh, yes, please.
In fact, three of them. Ooh. On Monday, you said, have you ever hurt yourself unusual?
That's it.
And we had some callers' rabbits. Let's hear them.
We've got Andrew there in Gardenvale. The question we ask, of course, is when did you hurt yourself unusual?
Right, mm-hmm. Yes.
Because my favourite soccer coach over there in Germany did his hammy and then his calf when they got a goal.
Yes, okay. Andrew Gardenvale. Drewy. Oh, come on, Rabs.
Oh, it's going well, Rabs.
We've done a whole build up, Rabs, and you just don't get the button Rabs. Press.
Has Jill put him through?
Come on, Rabs.
He's there.
Drewy.
Hello.
Oh, dopey.
Oh, Bill.
No.
That's not seamless.
That's Rabs.
Oh, right.
Rabs.
So you're blaming
it
me.
It was the start Jill. In Rabs. And then, but then, when you had him on the line, Bill, again, there was this huge break.
Again.
In transmission.
Again, Jim. Ryan or Jillian?
No. All right. That's, so there's the first one.
No, that's a tick for Bill Cross against Ryan and Jill.
Yep. Next one.
Change.
Shannon in Werribee. Hello, Shannon.
Shanno. Oh, Rabs.
Oh, come on, Rabs. What sort of Nicky?
Where's Ewan?
Shannon?
Where's Ewan?
G'day, mate. There you go.
Again, across. Rabs.
What's going on here?
You've got to put the call through,
yes,
Rabs.
I did.
Not hard.
Oh, Rabs. Maddie so you're right. Two so crosses.
There's two. Two. Let's go to number three.
No, I thought I might have put a crack in his bum, Jim.
Definitely gave me a new one, just not up the middle.
Any stitches?
Oh, Bill, well, what sort of Nicky? This is your topic and you're absolutely slaughtering it. Bill.
Now, he dropped
out. That didn't work.
No.
That's awkward.
I asked a question, any stitches, because he had a crack in his bum.
Bill, that was awkward.
Yeah, but he didn't answer because he dropped off the line. No. Rabs again.
No. Right.
So I'm getting Ewan in.
Brody Meyercheck from Collingwood came in.
Oh, no.
And Bill decided to take the interview down a very dangerous path.
What is Thomas? What's my check? What is that, mate?
That's Croatian, Yugoslavian.
Oh, I love them.
What does that mean?
What was that?
I love them.
I love them.
I love them, Jim.
Where was that going?
Well, when he said Croatia, I thought to myself, a bell went off, and I shut up now, Bill, and just try and do a Yui. Because I've got some Croatian mates out at Footscray, the Footscray Croatian Club.
Oh, yes.
Good friends out there.
They're good friends.
Not sure of their food, Jim.
Oh, hello. I wouldn't say any more now.
No, but I love them. And that was at least we know he's Croatian now.
That Bill.
Well done.
Even Brody didn't know what to do there. It was so awkward.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So then Noah Anderson we spoke to from the GWS Suns.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the Gold Coast Suns. And you decided to ask him about one of his teammates' nicknames.
Ben King, because his brother, we found out yesterday, his brother, they're calling him Winks.
Oh, is that right? Ben King.
Bill.
Now, I would
say, if there's no flow in that interview, poor old Noah.
No.
He didn't know when to speak, when not to speak, what to speak
it's
about.
It's not hard. Has Ben King got a nickname, Noza?
Well, that should have been the question. But no, you didn't ask it like that.
No, but Noah should be quicker on his feet. I know he's only played two games, but fair dinkum
to say. So it's Noah's fault he couldn't follow your question.
It's Donkey or something. I don't know. Just say his nickname.
Oh, no.
Donkey King.
All right.
Donkey Kong.
And then Michelle.
Oh, no more.
Called and again, it just got awkward. Michelle's in Healesville, Bill.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Going well, Dahl. How are you?
Not bad.
Bloody cold out there, wouldn't it?
It is really cold, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's peaceful, though.
Yeah. What have you been doing all day?
Working. Good on you.
What do you do?
Bill.
Bill.
You've been seeing the SpaceX? You've been watching that, Michelle?
No, she couldn't give a stuff about that. What are you bragging about, please, Michelle?
What are you doing?
Bill.
Just really creepy, wasn't it? It was like just an awkward, creepy conversation.
That was more love songs and dedication type.
No, that's not what we are.
That's not what we are.
Well,
or
I like
we'll
to
ever
change
be.
The music a bit. I'm not sure about a couple of our songs, so I like to go the old love songs and dedication.
It was almost sort of a bit sort of creepy.
It was real creepy.
Anyway, she rang later, Jim.
No, she didn't.
Put another call in.
She'll never ring again.
I've been out to Templestowe, wherever it was.
Hillsville.
Templestowe. It's called Totes All Rabbits for a reason.
And
it is.
And you're the main reason.
No, I am not.
Get it right.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
And Birchall loads up. They're going to get around Birch. Look at this. Great to see the four-time Premiership Hawk back out there. And every player on the ground gets to him.
Bill.
Yes.
Aren't many that can say they're a four-time Premiership player. Grant Birchall can do that.
Four times is a lot, Jim.
It's a brilliant career he's put together. And Saturday night against the West Coast Eagles, he plays game number 250. We've loved him for years on Triple M Footy. Welcome, Birch.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, that is a great record. Well done to you, 250. So who can come along this week at the Gabba as part of the family, Birch?
Well, unfortunately, the family can't come up and watch because...
Borders.
Well, they can, but if they go back down to Tassie, they have to be quarantined for quite a few days. So it's probably not worth the trip, but that's all right. I'll give them a FaceTime and we'll celebrate after the game.
What do you remember most, mate? 250 games is amazing. Four premierships is amazing. All Australian, of course, and all the rest of it. But when you think back, what's the one thing you cherish?
Obviously, the premierships are on top of the tree, but just the friendships that you make along the way, the people you meet. I'll never forget my first game down in Tassie as an 18-year-old. That was a pretty special day. I'm lucky that there's been some highlights and some pretty good times throughout my career.
Well, is there a premiership that stands out?
Oh, look, they're all pretty special in their own little way. I really enjoyed probably the 2014 one against the Swannies. That was probably my favourite one. It was nice to get one back on them after they beat us in 2012. And we'll know about the story about Bud going up there and all the rest of it. So, yeah, that was pretty special. I think that was the game where we played probably the best team footy I've ever played. That was a great game.
What about the boys you've played with? Now there's some reptiles attached. Campbell Brown being at the very head of that list. But tell us about the blokes in your time with the Hawks before we get onto the Lions, of course, that you enjoyed hanging with the most.
Yeah, good mates with Brownie is definitely on top of the tree as far as being a reptile. I've great mates with Hodgie, Sully. These types of guys, Xavier Ellis, who I got drafted with back in the day. So, yeah, it's been good fun. They're great mates. So we had plenty of good times together, that's for sure. Well,
how much trouble did Campbell Brown get you into over the journey?
Yeah, particularly early on when I was a youngster, he probably led me astray a couple of times. But, he was a ripper to play with, Brownie. He always had your back and, yeah, he fought to the death. He just loved it. He's full of energy, and the boys love playing with him.
And there are 2,000 fans allowed into the Gabba this weekend. So does Brittany. Are we still with Brittany, are we? And she coming along?
Yes, still with Brittany. We're still together, so I must be doing something right, Bill.
You are. She works for Channel 10, Jim, does the reporting there. Very, very good at it too. And Birch has always had good-looking girls because he's a Tassie boy and not the best-looking bloke, I wouldn't have thought, Jim, but he always seems to drag the good ones, haven't you? You've done well, Birch, for yourself.
Oh, look, I'd like to think so, Bill. Yeah, it's been good.
had that early sort of taste of good-looking women and it very understandably stayed with it. Goes all the way back to trips overseas and things, Birch.
Well,
there's a couple of nice stories there. But,
do you have pets? What do you got in the? If I went to your house in Brisbane now, what pets do you have?
No pets. The only pet that I got given was from Clarko. He gave him that bloody dog last year. But that's the only pet I had.
And you knocked on the door and took it back to him.
Yeah, that didn't last very long, 24 hours, I think.
Will he give you a bell? Will you hear from Clarko ahead of Saturday night, you reckon?
Probably get a little message or a phone call off him at some stage, yeah.
Tell me the differences between he and Fags.
Fags is probably a little bit more measured than what Clarko is. He's very calm, the cockroach in Clarko can be a little bit heated at times, but they're both very passionate, very good at what they do. They're very caring. Clarko is probably regarded as one of the best coaches of all time, so tactically and on game day, I think that's where his strength is.
Birch, stick around. We're going to talk about a big game Saturday night against the West Coast Eagles.
No worries.
Grant Birchall, great friend of the show, joins us.
Yeah, now playing with Brisbane, of course. Mm. And you got the West Coast Eagles Saturday night, Birch. And good clubs and good teams don't lose two in a row too often.
And no McGovern.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're a great club, well coached, got a strong culture. So, we're expecting them to be at their best. Sides that come off A disappointing loss always fight back. So it's going to be a tough one at the Gabba, but we're really looking forward to it. We were pretty happy to get the win last week, and hopefully we can string a few together and get some momentum going.
How good is Charlie Cameron? Kick four goals in that game, of course.
Yeah, he's exciting. He's bloody quick, really quick. And just provides that X factor for us and, brings all that energy. So when he kicks those goals, that baby shark comes on the screen.
Well, we got it here. Yeah. Well, I want to know your song, but here when Charlie kicks a goal, this happens on the screen. It's catchy, isn't it?
It is quite catchy, yeah.
What about yourself? If you slot one through, what's your song?
I've got no idea. I've got no idea. So anything could come on. I don't have a song, so.
Well, you're at the other end of the ground most of the time, by the way.
No, he snuck up there.
Yeah, if I can sneak one in, I'm not sure what's going to be played. So it could be anything.
And do you know the words to the Brisbane Lions song?
Oh, there's a couple of verses in there that I'm a little bit unsure about, but I think I got through the majority of it okay last week. Yeah,
fumbled through, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, you were at Hawthorn when Adam Simpson was an assistant under Al Clarkson. Has it surprised you at all that he's become as good a coach as he is?
No, not really. He was a terrific coach. You could see he wanted to be a senior coach since he walked in the doors at Hawthorn. He took the forwards group while I was at the Hawks, and the guys loved playing under him. It doesn't surprise me that he's had a lot of success up with the Eagles, that's for sure.
Now, Brisbane's a bit of a dump.
What's it like, really?
It's a bit redneck and it's a bit sort of hot and a bit sticky. And how's a Launceston boy who's spent all his time in Melbourne?
Yep.
I shouldn't say dump. That's probably a little strong. But it's a different joint. So how are we going up there?
Well, right now it's a bloody great place to be because the weather is absolutely spot on, 20, 22 degrees every single day. So it's outstanding up here at the moment. But I'm not going to lie, when I first got up here, the humidity really got to me. Being a Tassie boy, not used to it. So, it's a little bit different, Brisbane, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Who are you living with?
My partner, Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
Lives with Brittany, yeah. Bill.
No, I thought she was down here, but no, that's all right.
She's up here now, Bill. Yep.
So. Different. I said this on the coverage on the weekend. We did your game on Triple M, Birch. Different type of snake up there. You've got your real poisonous bastards down here, but up there they tend to be more your python that sit up in the eaves of the shed and feast on the rats.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a few snakes up here, so it was actually quite funny. The Brisbane boys were all over that story early on when I first walked in the door, so I have to thank you too for that.
No doubt.
Oh, Jim, of course. I wouldn't have done anything like that, Birch.
We had Joey Kennedy on a while back, and he wasn't as keen to explore that same Triple Eight.
No, you held back quite a bit. I don't think he likes that story too much.
Actually, you didn't say a lot at all. Now, 250, that's a great effort. Well done. Because, mate, it's taken a while, hasn't it? You're flying there for a while, but then with knee injuries and what, you broke your jaw. It's been a bit of a tough campaign the last, what, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, it has. It's been a bit of a grind the last few years. It makes it even more special, I guess. Yeah, not everything goes smooth sailing, so I'm proud of the way that I've hung in there and
good on you.
Worked pretty hard. So hopefully I can have a bit of a clean run at it and there's a little bit more left in the tank.
Is Mitch Robinson as maniac in match sim as he is during the home and away season?
Yeah, he's a dead set lunatic. He actually knocks out blokes here at training. So
what, worse than Campbell Brown?
On par. Ooh. Yeah, they're both on par. They're he just goes 100 miles an hour. He knows no other way, Mitch. So, yeah, that's why we love him, I suppose.
But with that, now, with your experience, Birch, I don't reckon you'd want to get anywhere near him during match. No. Surely you say to Fakes, look, just get him up the other end so I can just get through this session and get to the weekend.
That's exactly right. You try and avoid guys like Mitch Robinson and, of course, those big ruckmen you try and stay clear of.
Yeah. Steph, who's a good-looking man, Steph.
Big man.
What about Harris Andrews? He looks like the old days footballer. He's got the baggy shorts.
Chris Mew stylings.
Yeah, does he say much at all, Big Harris?
Yeah, he is. He's the vice captain of the footy club. He's very highly regarded amongst the boys. He's an absolute ripper, Harris Andrews, and he plays his 100th game on the weekend as well. So it's great to share a milestone with him.
Oscar McInerney looks like a real weird ass unit to me, Bert.
Has he got a girlfriend? Because we're hoping he has now. He's got one early because he might struggle.
I'm not sure about the big O, whether he has one or not. But yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't struggle.
Bill thinks he would.
He would. He's got to get one early.
Hey, Bert, you've been a star, mate. Good luck. A big, big milestone for you, and you've got an enormous amount to be proud of, as we've discussed. But we hope Saturday night's a beauty for you.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Bert.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on the radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Oh, what about that for an unbelievably good show, by the way? Love Sarah Jones. She's a star. So is Grant Birchall. So we love that. A bit of Toe Talks in the middle. The joke, we'll just wait and sort of see. But before we get to that, I want to commend a couple of men, Nick and Angus, Bill. They are riding a tandem bike from Melbourne to Sydney.
From Sydney to Melbourne, actually.
It's unbelievable, Bill. That is a long way. I actually went holidaying there a couple of years ago and drove all the way up the bloody Hume. Yeah. It is a long, long way.
Well, I've got a mate, Larry. His son's also riding in this bike ride from Sydney to Melbourne. Mm-hmm. I think they're in Nowra as we speak, Jim. Right. So they're going okay. I think they've raised about $12,000.
Right.
So good on them. We got any information we can send out there?
Yes, it is teamblackdog.org.au. Get onto that and follow the prompts to get to Nick and Angus tandem ride to Sydney.
Yeah.
So if it's a tandem ride to Sydney, I don't know how they're riding from Sydney. Mm. That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Righto.
But Bill,
tandem.
What I'm saying, these are two fine young men who are turning groundbreaking research into life-saving action because mental illness affects 1 in 5 Australians every year. 1 in 5. Yeah. So, Bill, it's a brilliant thing they're doing, teamblackdog.org.au. Follow the prompts, Nick and Angus tandem ride to Sydney. All right, Fat, something. Yes.
I've found one. I might have told it years ago, but it's a good one.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker, good for you, good for your crew. Head to crewtracker.com and try it for free.
Crewtracker, of course, .com.au. And Matt and Brady, they're very happy with their sponsorship.
Well, they weren't on Monday.
A lot happier Tuesday and yesterday. And, of course, they'll be happy with this joke because I found it's a bit of a longish one, Jim.
Right, let's make it funny.
Okay, here we go. A buddy and his wife, Edna, Jim, went to the state fair every year. They loved it every single year. Yes. And every year Edna would say, "Buddy, I'd like to ride in the helicopter." Buddy always replied, "I know, honey, but that helicopter ride is $50, and $50 is $50. One year, Buddy and Edna went to the fair again, and Edna said, "Buddy, I'm 85 years of age, and I don't ride that helicopter soon. I might never get another chance." To which Buddy, of course, said, "Jim, Edna, that helicopter ride is $50, and $50 is $50. Mm. The pilot overheard this, the old couple talking. He said, "Folks, I'll make a deal with you. I'll take you both for a ride in the chopper. If you can stay quiet for the entire ride and not say a word, I won't charge you a penny. But if you say one word, it's $50.
Right.
Buddy and Edna agreed. And so up they went in the chopper, Jim.
Yes.
The pilot did all kinds of fancy manoeuvres, but not a word was heard in the back. He did his daredevil tricks over and over again, but still not a word, Jim. When they landed, the pilot turned to Edna and said, "By golly, I did everything I could to get you to yell out, to make a sound, but you didn't. I'm very impressed." Edna replied, "Jim, well, to tell you the truth, I almost said something when Buddy fell out, but you know, $50 is $50.
Oh, my God. What is
That's
that?
That's not bad. It's a longish, nice little gag.
The Crew Tracker, they come on board with their good, hard-earned money and want better than that, don't they?
So next up on the chopper, me and Gav got on.
No!
And we flew overseas, Jim. We flew overseas.
No jokes from Thailand.
Tell me that bloody joke. Hey, have a great long weekend. Sucked in.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend and footy.
Oh, Jim.
It doesn't get any better.
footy is back with every game on Foxtel.
Search Foxtel.